Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Hedgehoppers Anonymous with It's Good News Week, and that means it is time to catch up with the Shepparton Advisor for the first time in 2022. And joining us on the line to do that today is Will Adams. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So another issue of the Advisor out today. What's making news?
Well, Terry, there's lots happening in our great region, as always. And it's been an interesting start to 2022. Of course, we're already into February. And out today, we're leading on our front page with our wonderful new $130 million Greater Shepparton Secondary College has taken the first students in. Obviously, being a brand new school for Shepparton, it was opened late last year officially, but the school year obviously began on Monday. And the school captains raised the flags for the first time, and the school captains for 2022 being Skylar Norton, Beth Gray, Ella Ray Dunlop, Olivia Judd and Dante Sinclair Dealey. They had the honour of raising the flags for the very first time during the ceremony.
A bit special for them, you know, the first ones to do it ever?
Absolutely. They're saying they're open for business. It is a school, but they are open for business. And the principal, executive principal, Barbara O'Brien, was very excited to make that announcement officially with the school year beginning. They're looking forward to a more hopefully consistent and positive year ahead.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. And there's also on our front page, we've covered the announcement that with the Shepparton Hotel, which has been sort of much maligned over the years since it was burnt to the ground 15 years ago, that has had a demolition order put on it. It's a 90-day demolition order for the building. And council have confirmed in a statement that it has issued that demolition order, which is rather sad because it's a Shepparton landmark, and it's all come about, the demolition orders come about because there's been some bricks removed internally, which according to an engineer's report has weakened the structure and made it a risk to the public. So recently the council has taken the decision to close the footpath around it due to those bricks being removed and then the engineering or the actual structure itself being compromised.
Probably no other action possible by this stage.
Well, this is it. It's just a. I think the owners have been given a number of chances to opportunities to shore up the structure itself to keep it safe, make it safe for whatever is planned in the future for it. And I'm sure we'll all hear a little bit more about the goings on with that as that all plays out.
No doubt.
We're also covering a couple of other very important local topics, as we always do, but we've had some politicians recently rally behind our local, a local manufacturer in Medcon. Of course, they're the wonderful local company that swung into action with the help of the Australian federal government to, and I believe state government support as well, to manufacture masks and PPE equipment early in the COVID outbreak, which is back in 2020. Can't believe it's 2 years, I suppose since then, competition at home and abroad has threatened Medcon's business, causing the business to reduce the staff they employed during the early stages or throughout the larger part of COVID through 2020 and 2021. Federal Minister Dan Tehan joined a list of politicians and supporters to get behind Medcon. As the Liberal Party promises to make manufacturing great again and the engine room of our economy, that helps this area being such a strong manufacturing region. We bat well above our average in that regard.
I'd buy a Medcon mask, but I mean, how do I know? Suppose just making sure for a start that it's manufactured in Australia by looking at the packaging, I guess.
Well, this is it. And ironically, our governments have, you know, initially they supported Medcon, and I believe the federal government have supported them all the way through by renewing orders. It's more the state governments of Australia, not just Victoria, but other state governments, because Medcon are, or at the time, were the only manufacturer of masks and PPE in Australia. And, you know, it just makes sense. While it might be a little bit more expensive to buy the local products, the benefits far outweigh that smaller extra cost, because there's just so many jobs and positive knock-on effects happening.
Certainly in my government procurement, there'd be a lot of local government, state government, schools, all that sort of thing, buying a lot of masks. Certainly they could buy the Australian product, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And most recently also independent member for Shepparton District, Susanna Sheed, you know, she praised the federal government's 5-year medical mask contract with the company, which I didn't say they had made, but they have just done that contract, and she called on the state government to follow suit, which would make sense, and hopefully other state governments as well, you know, will see the light and throw a bit of support behind them, so that just to shore that up and make sure that we keep that manufacturer producing the masks and PPE for our frontline workers and the rest of us.
Well, exactly. I mean, if we don't produce it, then we may have a hard time getting it one day.
Exactly. So, and look, we've another story we have in today's edition of The Advisor, or this week's edition of The Advisor out today, is the water mural in Tatura, which has won an award in the Australia Day Awards. That Tatura Water Tower mural project has been named as Community Event of the Year for the Australia Day Awards for this year. And I know, obviously, the Australia Day Awards were announced last week, but it is well worth just pointing out that, you know, that community event has enabled a wonderful mural to be done on the water tower there, and it's of a portrait. I think it's on one side. There's the Anzac legacy with a waterfall of remembrance poppies featuring on one side, and a portrait of Sir John Monash on the other. And the Tatura RSL, led by President Robin Fairchild, have been working on the project for more than 7 years, which successfully resulted in the unveiling. In June last year it was. So that's a wonderful achievement.
It's fantastic to see this art popping up on silos and water towers all across the country.
Look, it is, Terry, and they're proving to be really good draw cards for those communities. I mean, look, any of us that live in regional Victoria or regional Australia know that we just have so many wonderful and beautiful landscapes and little towns that each have their own personality, and the Australia is an incredible landscape. It changes. It can be dry and desolate in some areas and vibrant and alive and green in others. And it's just these smaller towns that have, I suppose, gone without much recognition for some time, really coming alive with this new movement to do up their big silos and their water towers and things like that with murals, remembering the past, remembering local heroes, whether it be from, you know, our wars or just local volunteers. It really is a wonderful thing. And many, many Australians, probably a lot from the metropolitan areas, are making the trips to have a look at these wonderful pieces of art.
They certainly are. Probably got one time to highlight one more story from today's Advisor, Will.
No worries. Well, there was a lot of other awards that were given out celebrating Australia Day, and that was just one of them. But an important safety message now that school's gone back this week for term one, and over the next couple of weeks, drivers are urged to adhere to the school zone speed limits. Drivers around schools will remember these 40 kilometre an hour speed limits are in place to ensure students and pedestrians around schools are safe while crossing the road and exiting the school gates. They apply in the mornings and the afternoons during school terms. So just everybody just take care out there and be aware of those reduced speed limits around our schools.
Yeah, we've still got all the reduced speed limits around the high schools that are now closed. So I hope those signs will be taken down soon.
It's kind yes, of, cause absolutely.
Of course, here up at 1FM, we're right near Wanganui, and I drive past that every day. I must admit, it looks a little bit lonely at the moment, that big school.
Yes, I'll bet, because it is a big big patch of dirt there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens with these sites. So the advisor out today, hopefully if not in your letterbox this afternoon, maybe in your letterbox in the morning, and a couple of places you can pick one up if you're out and about in Shepparton too. So well done on another edition. It's always like, I was going to say a bit like having a baby, but that's probably taking a little bit too far. But it's always... We sort of say that whenever we put out a magazine, but it's always a bit like, wow, we've done another one, because you start from scratch every week and it's an effort, isn't it?
You're spot on, Terry. It is a little bit like having a baby. I don't have personal experience with that, but I'm a father of a few children, but it is, you're right, we start from scratch each week and it is a big effort by all the team here at The Advisor.
And I know I'm out and about and I see, you know, your staff out there diligently taking photos, talking to people. And, you know, as a young journo once myself, I know that they're at work really hard and they do a great job.
They certainly do. Thanks very much.
Well, I hope to talk to yourself or Jeff next week when the next Advisor comes out.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Terry, and have a great day.
Thanks very much for your time. Will Adams of the Shepparton Advisor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.